Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
You found Atomic Android Radio.
Hello and welcome to In Universe. We talk the ins and outs of our favorite fictional universes. I'm Adam.
We're Andrew.
And today we're talking Venom, Let There Be Carnage. And there was carnage.
There, okay, that is one thing I could say about this movie. There was carnage. The character, not the act.
No, he was throwing cars. Blowing up helicopters.
I guess he made a bit of carnage inside of a.
He prison. Made a tornado.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about this movie. This movie sucks. We're real late on this movie, and we get it. And anybody who cares, fuck
Why?
You.
Yeah.
because this movie. Sucks dog
this movie
shit.
Fucking sucked. I hated watching this movie.
So the first movie you talked about how you disliked it.
I didn't hate it. Yeah. It wasn't like the worst movie I've ever seen. I just wasn't a fan.
At most I didn't like bits. There was bits of the first one I liked. On the most part, I'd say it's probably at best a 4 out of 10 movie. Mm-hmm. This movie was negative.
If I'm going to be generous, because I try to be generous when I rank things on this show, I was like, one? a bad time.
Yeah, we started, we did this movie because a good amount of our time spent together or whatever is playing Monopoly. And I was like, I don't feel like fucking
we played
Monopoly online on PlayStation. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't feel like playing Monopoly, man. And we sat there looking for games. And
no games sounded good.
No games. And we didn't feel like playing an RPG or anything. And so we sat there. And I was like, you know what? I'm fucking bored. Fuck it. We're watching Venom. And he's like, I complained so much.
I'm like,
look, we don't have an episode planned this week. Maybe it's good, we could talk about it. And it wasn't good, but we still didn't have an episode planned this week. So here's Venom. Look, here's the issue with talking about this movie. I don't have anything to talk about this movie.
Well, I have a lot of complaining today.
I don't know if I have that much. The movie sucked. The dialogue was terrible. The acting sucked, especially from actors who you know are good, better than this, like Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson is an amazing actor, but he seemed like they were holding him at gunpoint in every single scene in this movie.
He seemed like he was both like high off cough syrup and really didn't want to film this movie.
The meter he spoke in, like, look, I'm one to talk. My cadence is quite stilted. I understand that. But every time he said a word, we had enough time to riff like two or three things he was gonna say before he said it.
Yeah, no, for one, heaps of the talking he does in this, he pauses far too long between every sentence.
Every single word. By God,
the last sentence, the last word of whatever he's gonna say, you could bet there's at least like 6 solid seconds before he gets there. But even then, he sounded I mean, I guess he's a good actor, so he could hide the fact that this was the case. But he sounded like he was exhausted saying them.
He sounded
like
he was so bored.
Like, my dad was watching this movie early, and I was passing through the living room and would watch bits of it to try and grasp what I tried. Because for the first act of this movie, it moves at a fucking breakneck pace.
It moves at such a strange, it's so quick, but also makes no sense.
Yeah, you have no idea what's fucking going on. We had to stop and
I explained my
understanding. Yeah, I had to pause the movie and be like, what is the plot to this point? And Adam's like, all right, here's what I think's going on. And we weren't even sure.
I'm like 80% sure that's what was going on, but I shouldn't have been that low.
Yeah, no, but like, so Woody Harrelson's got like the stilted pause talking, but sometimes he just sounds like he doesn't want to be there. Like, there's this one line where the cop shows up and he's like, put your hands up, and he's like, which hands? Like, he was fucking bored or whatever, and he like does a little shrug. And I'm like, god damn, Woody Harrelson.
This movie feels like they made Woody Harrelson do it, like in his contract he still had to do something, and they were like, hey, you're gonna be in Carnage, and he was like, I guess, look, you're okay. Making me.
All right, here's my pros for this movie. Pro one, his hair looked far less shitty than in the after credits.
They gave him a better wig.
And it didn't look good.
No.
But comparatively, it looked better.
Fine.
pro two. There was bits in this movie where Carnage was doing Carnage stuff and I enjoyed, but every time it happened, it ends with some dumb shit that ruins the whole thing.
Be cool for like a full minute or two. They had to end it with some goofy shit.
Yeah, when Carnage first shows up and he's tearing through that prison, I was surprised. Yeah, I was surprised. I'm like, is this cool? Am I having a good time with this?
And then immediately they're like, no, you're not.
He turns into a giant tornado and starts spinning around. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
No, what? It takes like a pretty normal scene. He's tearing through prisoners and guards. And I'm like, okay, this looks fine. And then out of nowhere, he does a little twirl in the air, flaps around hard enough to make us tornado indoors.
So we started this movie and I'm like, all right, Adam, what's your predictions on how many things of this movie do you like? And he's like, I'm gonna say maybe one handful, five things. I'm like okay, we'll see. And then we're going through this, and then I was like, yeah, I like about half of like the three times Carnage shows up. So I'll give this like a 1.5 of things I liked in this movie. And that's maybe all I liked in this movie.
No, yeah. I didn't even go that far.
Yeah.
I remember by the end of it, I was like, I like one thing about this movie, and it's Dan. All right.
Yeah, okay. So there was a point in this movie where Adam started going, oh, maybe Dan's pretty good. And there's a bit where he starts enjoying Dan.
Yes, it's
where he sets Carnage on fire, basically. But we were talking over it. He says a dumb shit line during that.
Well, I guess I'm glad we.
Yeah, we were talking over it. But he goes, sound and fire, baby, but without the sound. And I'm like, oh my God, shut up, Dan.
I guess we're dropping back down to 0.5. I liked 0.5 in this movie.
This movie fucking sucked.
This movie was so bad. We just recently talked about Daredevil 2003, another bad movie.
Daredevil 2003, I would watch 10 times before I have to watch. No, well, that means nothing.
No, yeah,
you.
I was just gonna say, this is biased. I love that movie.
Mister, I've seen this movie over 20 times.
It's too many times. But no, yeah, I would so much like, I'm aware that both of them are bad movies, but at least Daredevil 2003 is fun.
Daredevil 3 is at least charming.
Daredevil 3, yeah.
Daredevil 2003 is at least charming. And it's fun. And I could see people say that about the first Venom.
Yeah, no, look, I don't like the first Venom, but you know, it's got some decent points. I like the lobster bit.
Yeah. The face you fucking made, like you were pushing that out, like you were working to admit you like that lobster bit.
It's fine. It's
not but, great. Yeah, look, I there's bits I like about Venom and what's his name? Tony Brock? Eddie Brock? Tony Brock?
I'm gonna say Tom Hardy.
Yeah, Eddie Brock, their relationship in the first movie.
I hate the voice.
And like how they interact. Venom's got a bad voice and it just gets worse in this it's one.
The fucking worst.
Carnage's got a fine voice.
He barely, he sounds like a guy.
Yeah, he's got a fine voice, but his dialogue is bad. Like, I understand who Venom is as a character. I understand he got big in the 90s, but that's not all Venom is. Look, we don't have to make Venom just 90s all the time.
He's the lethal protector, you know, because they said it.
He said it so many goddamn times in this movie. I'm like, Venom, shut the fuck up.
One thing
that made me mad through this movie heaps was the fact that it wasn't we are Venom, it's you are Venom and I am Eddie Brock.
Yeah, that's like one of the main things.
That's the whole thing about Venom, is that Venom is not the symbiote. Venom is
the combination, the
symbiote and Eddie Brock, right, and or whoever wants to call themselves Venom. And
like, there's a great scene in Spectacular Spider-Man, and it's not fair to compare an amazing TV show. Oh yeah,
no, it may, it's not movie. Fair to maybe compare the best adaptation of the black suit arc to.
It's not fair, but there's a very good scene where like Eddie Brock almost gives himself away because he uses we. When he does means to say,
oh, yeah, I fucking love that shit. He's like, we? And then it's like, oh, you fucked up, you dumb piece of shit. It's a
great scene.
Yeah, and I love, okay, we're probably just going to gush about that show.
I've opened up the Pandora's box.
This show fucking rules. But that arc fucking rules because of the subtlety in it. For one, I love how the suit... like it becomes more like the 2000, or it becomes less like it, the Tobey Maguire suit, mm-hmm, where it starts off like a black version of his suit. It might go the other way. I like that it changes, is the thing, right. I like, but it starts off like just a black version of his suit, but it starts losing the webbing, and the spider gets when it becomes spiky.
Full black, and the spider gets bigger, and
Pete starts suddenly going from I to we too, and I'm like, oh, that fucking rules so much.
It's such a good like bit, and it's one of the reasons I actually like Venom, because I mean, prior to that show, not a lot of good Venom.
What do you got? You got heaps. So, okay, there is some good Venom stuff in comics, but it's like you got to look for the diamonds in the rough, far man. But there is some pretty cool. I like newer stuff. They recently did Symbiote Spider-Man, which went back to like explore the time when he had the suit.
That sounds cool.
And there's some of that stuff I like.
I really don't like the newer stuff they're doing with like
I don't like the God stuff. Agent Venom that happened a couple years ago was pretty sweet. They did some stuff with I think it was Agent Venom still, but they did like a sort of a cosmic space thing with Venom,
He palled around with the Guardians of the
Galaxy for a while. I like that.
I think I only read one issue because that was all that existed when I first heard about it. But that Venom in Vietnam.
Oh yeah,
that was okay.
No, yeah,
it was goofy.
I really liked the concept of it before it came out, but when it came out, I was like, yeah, this is fine. But yeah, I remember when I first heard about that. Like, I'm like, dude, this sounds like some like dope shit where it's like Venom symbiotes in Vietnam, and like it sounds pretty sweet, but it wasn't bad. Look, I'm a big sucker for a Venom.
You're
like
a Venom head.
I like the idea. I like a lot of the stuff Venom's in. I'm in love with Topher Grace. There's a lot of things about Venom that I enjoy.
Topher Grace.
Look, we'll probably get to it because
yeah,
we are planning to cap off in celebration of the No Way Home coming out. We're planning to cap off our trilogy of Spider-Man Raimi commentaries. And we'll probably talk about Venom and Topher Grace, a big deal in that. But I fucking love them so much in that. It's they're so, so unintimidating, so, so fucking goofy. Weird. Even Eddie Brock, the character of Eddie Brock, is him going to church and praying to God to kill Peter Parker. It's so
please kill Peter Parker. Like, do you not know what God does? Who taught you wrong?
Dear God, kill Peter Parker. This movie, that's the biggest thing that pissed me off about this movie. So we're watching this movie and it comes to the end credits. I'm like, hey, Adam, what do you think of, what do you think the chances of sneaky sequel bait in the credits are? He's like, it's pretty high, dude. There shouldn't be.
Yeah, I was like there. 1-to-1.
Yeah. And then we're watching, and I'm like, oh, here it is. And I don't know how the fuck I haven't heard about this before.
Yeah, no, I think
Venom's been out for like 2 months.
I didn't hear about it either, but I think I made the joke like, what if this is connected to like No Way Home at all? Because I thought it was stupid.
But the end credits is them on a couch and they're talking about some soap operas or some shit. Like a hotel. And they're watching, they're watching fucking TV, and then a little fucking earthquake universe shift.
First Venom and Eddie are talking, and he's like, I am connected to a hive mind of all symbiotes throughout universes. Yeah, which was that. I was like, universes. Stupid.
Yeah, I thought when he said universes, I thought like multiple, like you, like within the same, like you know, when you want to get cosmic, you could say not multiverse universes, but like, but you know how there's solar system, then galaxies, then universes, and you could say there's more than one universe out there. I thought that's what he was saying when he
said even get that far. I heard universes was confused, and then there was the weird flickering earthquake.
And then the news comes on, and you see fucking J. Jonah Jameson on the screen. I go, no, dear God, no, please. And then you see Tom Holland and he's like, this guy. And he goes and licks the screen. I'm like, fuck!
You definitely peaked. I'm gonna have to lower that so much.
The rage I felt in my heart. The fucking anger, because not only are they, so this is my biggest pro for No Way Home is that, like, I know there's problems in the last one and the writing could get iffy, but the villains that are coming back, I'm so excited to see again. But now I know there's at least, like I know Lizard is in the next one, and Lizard isn't a great villain. And I know Electro's a bad villain, but Lizard's not an offensively bad villain. And Electro's being reworked.
Yeah. And Jamie Foxx is a good actor.
Yeah, it's not his fault Electro was a bad character.
Right.
It was the writing in that movie. But now I know there's at least one dog shit villain.
At least a cameo.
I hope to God it's a cameo and that's it. Then I can be.
You know they don't have that restraint. You know they don't have
that. I know I don't, but I'm so fucking furious. And the cherry on top of the cake is now I know for a fact. They won't put Topher Grace in this movie. I've been watching Home Economics. I know Topher Grace is back in the acting biz. He's there, baby. Get him back on board.
This is my thing. Venom isn't a bad guy. He might not even be on the Sinister Six.
Yeah.
He might join the Spider People.
Which some of the like trailer stuff and TV spots and whatnot have kind of been showing that Doc Ock is sort of a similar vein, and that I'm okay with because he redeemed himself.
Yeah, he got a redemption.
And he was a villain who's like became a hero. He's like, I could help you guys. That's not what this Venom is. That's what Venom usually is. He's usually a villain who becomes a lethal protector. Don't call him that in universe, please.
Please, and then, that's such a, like, it's not a great name either.
It's not. I get you want a cool subtitle to sell your comics, and by all means,
don't
have someone yell, holy shit, that's Venom, the lethal protector.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's fucking dog shit. I'm so angry. But
you, dear listener, you can't see. He's gesticulating the fuck out.
I'm nugging. Trying so hard not to punch my microphone. But
he's waving his arms around. He's hooting and hollering. He's so upset. And I can't blame him.
Fuck this movie. And fuck them for, like, I understand, may, like, you and I know other people don't like the writing that they have in MCU, and particularly Spider-Man MCU. But now they're gonna have to be dog shit to fit this fucking dog
goofy ass fucking Venom. Oh my god.
Can we talk about other Venom stuff?
That's yeah, let's good? Talk about good Venom stuff. Let's talk about Topher Grace.
We'll save Topher Grace for when we talk about Spider-Man. Yeah. What's good about Venom? Oh, Venom's fun in video games. There's a game that I've played a couple of, it's not a game that I played growing up, it's a game I know a lot of people did, a lot of people enjoyed, and I've been trying to go back to it, but my PS3 controller is garbage, so it doesn't feel good to play. It's Spider-Man Web of Shadows.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, and that game, for one, the swing in that game, a lot of people said that the new PS4 game was probably the best swinging since Spider-Man 2, the video game. But I think this one's better than Spider-Man 2.
Like, look, I've never played it, but I quite love Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2, this is one thing about Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 was a great game. Spider-Man 2 had really fun swinging, but it doesn't hold up as well as people remember, and it's pretty clunky. So when people are like, oh, Spider-Man 2's got the best fucking swinging ever in video games, I think you're wearing nostalgia goggles, my friend. Have you gone back and played Spider-Man 2?
No,
the
swinging's hard anymore.
The swinging's clunky as shit. One thing I do like about that swinging that I haven't yet found in another game is that you could fucking smear yourself on a wall.
I love that.
I love that. But look, it's got really good elements. I love the swinging with two hands, mm-hmm. With separate buttons. I hope that comes back in.
That would be really cool.
The Spider-Man games, yeah. But look, the game doesn't hold up as well as you remember.
That reminds me. We will probably save most of this discussion for when it comes out. But it's almost guaranteed. I think we saw in the trailer that he's there. Venom's going to be in the next
Spider-Man game. No, I was going to talk about that because him in video games. There's a lot of cool stuff you could do with the Venom suit in video games.
Yeah, I think it's a cool video. It feels video game power-up-y. And I think that's cool.
There's one thing I like. I like to have in my Venom, especially when he's on Spider-Man, is for Venom... with the symbiote, for him to fight differently, move differently, other than he's just faster, stronger.
Yeah, like we talked about this while we were watching
the movie too. And I think the first one does a lot better of it, but there's like moments in these movies that those sorts of things I enjoy, where like he'll be doing something and like a tendril will shoot out of his back and pull him towards a wall and he'll like dodge something like right. that. I like that sort of thing with like a Spider-Man, mm-hmm. where it seems like
I would like that as a progression when he first gets the symbiote.
Oh yeah, no, boosts. Yeah, exactly. I like him where he fights and acts more like him, but as he wears it for longer, he becomes more Venom symbiote like. Yeah, I like that a lot. But there's a lot in these movies. Oh, not a lot. There's some stuff in these movies that I like how the Venom suit works. There's one bit where he goes like sliding off a roof and I like him, like he had a big Venom arm and grabbed himself. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I like when Venom, I don't like this for Spider-Man when he's got the suit, but I like when Venom doesn't wall crawl, but when he smashes into the walls and throws himself up walls. I like that for like big bulky Venom.
I will say the CGI was shocking. Bad in this movie.
CGI looked like dog shit. In the first one, it didn't look great. There was parts where it looked real bad, but it was bad in this one. Carnage looked much better than Venom. Yes. And I think that's because Carnage, they tried to look more muscly, where Venom looks like slick slimy goo.
Yeah.
Venom looks like dog shit, but Carnage looked fine for the most part.
But yeah, it was shockingly bad. Like,
it looks like, yeah, it looked like alpha movie footage. Like,
yeah, it looked
test footage.
Like early 2000s CGI. And yeah. I thought we progressed past that for even like low budget movies.
Yeah, no, it was bad. But anyways, with Venom in video games, there's a lot of fun stuff you could do to make especially the black suit. I'm talking particularly the black suit. Yeah. I know in the game Ultimate Spider-Man, you could play as Venom, and that's pretty fun because they have him play differently where he like throws himself up buildings and he like eats people and crap. But in games, you could do a lot of fun with like doing tendril attacks with like big sweeping attacks.
Crowd control and
you feel a lot stronger when you're in the Venom suit too. I know in the game I was talking about, the Web of Shadows, you can pick up and throw cars when you're in the black suit, but not in the red suit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, in the red suit, it's more speed and agility, and the black suit, it's more brute force and crowd control and stuff like that. And what I love about that game is they make the two fighting styles distinct but equally as useful as each other. Even though you feel more powerful in the black suit, the red suit still feels just as useful.
Right, and you feel a lot faster.
And what I love about that game is you could switch suits with the touch of a button. It off, you turn it on, and that game has that a lot, which I really hope they adapt to the next Spider-Man game with the black suit. With that, especially because the last Spider-Man game that came out was Miles Morales, and that was a really good game. But with Miles having powers that Peter doesn't, it's gonna be hard to make Miles just not like
the better default option. Spider-Man.
I think the black suit is a great way to bridge that.
I think that's a cool way to maybe start the game with Pete just normal. You see that Miles is probably a little bit better.
You see that Peter's got the experience, but Miles definitely, he's got more in his arsenal to use.
Right, and then you get the black suit, you play for a while, and then I could easily see black suit Spider-Man being a boss fight as you play as Miles.
If they do it right, that would be pretty fun. And the Spider-Man PS4 game, they didn't have the best boss fights, but it had some pretty fun ones.
That's some okay ones. I like Taskmaster a lot.
Taskmaster fight. I like the Shocker fight.
Yeah, that was good. That was really fun.
I like that one, especially because you're in a enclosed setting and you use that to your advantage.
And then you jump around and everything.
But there's some weak ones, like the Rhino and Scorpion that one. Weak.
I bulldozed them in that one because I'd already done a bunch of stuff and gotten a 3x multiplier damage thing. And then I just wailed on them.
Probably the worst one is the ending Doc Ock fight. Yeah, that one's pretty lame. But
I think it could have been a lot more dynamic, but the Vulture and Electro fight was fun.
Oh, yeah. I liked yanking yourself and using them against each other. Yeah, that one was
Have been more dynamic. Couldn't have been so one after the other, and you just kind of have to get that pattern down. But it was still fun.
So, Insomniac, if you're listening to this, and I know you are, work on the boss fights a bit, and I would love to see what you do with the black suit in that. One thing I would really like, and I know I'm talking like Insomniac is listening, but in the game, is one of the really cool thing about the first game was all the different suit options. So I think in the second game, if they are going to give you the black suit,
black suit versions of each of the black other suit, suits,
like versions really of cool. each one, instead of just having one default black suit,
right.
and then you just have the black suit like mechanics, but with the other suit pasted on top.
I think it would rule to have black suit versions.
That would be so cool.
Like
Superior Spider-Man.
That would be so cool.
I really enjoy the Ben Reilly suit in that game. I think, like, I know that suit's pretty goofy.
I don't like it very much.
But I do like the new. I love that
Scarlet Spider suit. I think that one's cool.
I don't like that suit. I'm like, fuck off. They just dumbed it down. But in the PS4 game, the first Scarlet Spider Ben Reilly suit, they made it look really cool.
And it's got really nice textures on it. Yeah.
One thing about that suit, I know we're talking about Spider-Man heaps. It's better if he's wearing jeans in that suit, hoodie, and then skin tight pants and no shoes. Give him like jeans and shoes, and that suit works. Give him way better.
Jeans.
Oh, cut off jeans. Yeah, jeans.
Shorts?
Look, even that might would probably look be better.
Like, I hate that suit. It's so 90s and so goofy.
It's so good.
I'm not into it. But I do enjoy it. Yeah.
But yeah, black suit versions of that take a lot of cues from Web of Shadows.
I can't see going wrong with that. That seems like a good idea in general.
What's the other black suit games? Oh, there's Shattered Dimensions. That has a lot of good, I know, that has a lot of good black suit Spider-Man combat. Also, I'm pretty sure that black suit Spider-Man in that is voiced by Josh Keaton. So that rules.
That does rule.
There's another, Spider-Man 3, you get the black suit. That one has some problems because that one is just, the black suit's just better. You got all the same move sets and you can switch on the fly, but why would you? because it's just the same like mechanics, but you're just stronger and you feel so much better. And that's good in that game. But you gotta give the red suit some stuff to balance it out. Because especially at the end of the game, because of the story.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
That happens. You lose the suit and you don't have that. So you don't want to beat the game. One cool thing about that game particularly, I had that game on the Wii, so web swinging was really fun.
You would
hold the B or the Z button and flick whatever hand you want to swing with and like let go and do it again. So like it was pretty fun to web swing. If I didn't have that game on the Wii, it'd probably be a much more dog shit game.
That's fair.
Venom's and Ultimate Spider-Man, I know in that it's not the black suit in red suit, it is Venom, and you're big and like he feels very different from playing him. That has some pretty good Venom mechanics. So yeah, Venom fits pretty well into video games. I hope he's done well at least the black suit. He looks cool, at least his face.
I mean, yeah, we got to see his face.
Yeah. Give him the white spider. I'm missing that.
Yeah. I think there's a reason we've talked so much about Spider-Man, and there's an episode about Venom, and it's something I think the films maybe should have realized.
They're so connected.
It's so hard to have Venom as a separate character from Spider-Man
entirely. Yeah, because especially just how he looks. If you had Venom look like he does in, say, the Cosmic, where he's with... The Guardians of the Galaxy, and he looks much different. Like, I don't remember if he's got the big spider on him, but he doesn't have the shape of the spider eyes, and he's got like these like white patterns down the arm and everything, and he barely looks like Spider-Man in that. Like, his head shape's different and everything. That's better, but when why does Venom have Spider-Man eyes?
Yeah. Why does he look like that?
He looks like that because of Spider-Man.
Right, and now he's just weirdly...
And like, he's missing annexed. The white... Yeah, I know they put the white veins on him, and I do think those look cool, especially in the first one, they looked much better. But I think they would look so much better if they... It was the white veins
into a spider.
Yeah, even that, or they were like just breaking off from the spider, or something, or just any like the parts that are like, because he's pretty top heavy on the white. If you balance that out with some of the white veins,
he just looks like a weird morph suit. It doesn't look right.
He looks so bondagey without the fucking spider, and like I guess this he doesn't do it as much, but. A lot of the ways that Venom moves and acts and everything is very based off of Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there about Venom? One thing about Venom, and probably it's maybe the second best adaptation of the Venom story, is the 90s Spider-Man.
Oh, no, that one's really good. Yeah,
that one's pretty good. A lot of what we know about Venom
comes from that
instead. Like, how they swapped out this, because originally, for those Secret who don't
Wars.
Know,
yeah.
Secret Wars, Spider-Man was on an alien planet, he needed a new suit, and there's this miracle machine that's, he's like, oh, I need a suit, and it plopped out a little ball, and it wasn't even, like, alive or anything.
No, it that was wasn't,
alien
like,
technology
that
was the
later.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the animated series is what brought the coming from...
I don't know if it got the name yet.
I don't know if it got the name, but
I don't
it brought
think so.
It being an alien. It brought it coming either from space, like from either the meteor or on the ship of JJ Jr. when he does that expedition. And it brought the whole it changes his personality thing, because that wasn't in the comics.
No,
he mostly got it off because they later like. It got retconned pretty quickly that it was alive and everything. That wasn't the first idea, but that was introduced early enough where you're like, okay, that's what it was.
Right. And if I'm not mistaken, and I could be, I do believe the writer of Spider-Man at the time had kind of just accidentally made him a big asshole. And the next writer was able to use the symbiote as the explanation for why he was such a big asshole.
Yeah. I think it's, so like in the time, I think he just went through like a breakup with
MJ. Mary Jane.
I don't think it was the next writer used it, but at the time he was going through some shit. So he was acting like an asshole. And then because we had all this stuff of like changing his personality, people go back and like, oh, that fits. That works for the time. Yeah.
I just remember not.
I don't know if that was written in or retcon. It definitely was retcon way later, but I don't know if it was retcon like that early.
At the time,
But what was retconned was it was like a live parasite, and it was basically just Spider-Man was like, oh, I shouldn't have that on me, huh?
And it originally didn't even boost him or anything all that.
Yeah,
much. It was just a suit. He didn't have to refill web cartridges. It did that for him.
Yeah, it made web cartridges. It went on whenever it disguised as regular clothes, and it like was self-repairing. So it was just a better suit. So
right, but
like,
it
didn't
like boost his stats or anything. But those are the stuff we got from the 90s show, which like just sort of
kind
made
of
better.
It's kind of just been what Venom is as lately. And I like a lot
of
I'll
take
stuff,
that. Yeah, that's much better.
I like when they change scenes in the comics to be more like the shows or cartoons or movies, when that idea is better. Yeah.
I like when things are good, and sometimes that comes from things that aren't comics.
Yeah, and look, a lot of people might, I know Adam would probably disagree, but that happens sometimes. But a lot of people are like, oh yeah, like with Harley Quinn and whatnot.
Look, I'm this isn't just like a, oh, I don't like her in the movies thing. I've never liked Harley Quinn all that much.
Yeah, not even an animated series.
Like, when she was first fine, but I didn't care for her all that
much. I'm pretty hit or miss with Harley Quinn. The stuff I like her in, I do like her in animated series. I like her in Arkham. She wasn't bad in her TV show.
Yeah,
how I know she was done well in the TV show was Adam wasn't fucking grinding his teeth whenever she was talking.
That's just true. but no, I was just thinking, she's really, really good in the Elseworld comic book, Batman Dead White. Is that the one with Joker? Is
White Knight?
White Knight. That's White Knight. Thank you.
Dead, yeah. Dead White is
that's the other one. Yeah. Shit.
Dead
right?
White's no. Dead White's pretty. Well, I liked it. Dead White's a book. I think it's softly in the. It's a novel, softly in the continuity of the Dark Knight universe. And he fights white supremacists.
That rules. I love good. It when superheroes fight white supremacists. Those guys suck in more superheroes.
There's one guy who's, I think they call him White Shark or something. That's why it's called Dead White. But he's heaps like, what's the mutant leader in Dark Knight?
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's got heaps of that kind of vibe. There's a bit where Batman just beats the shit out of him. And I'm like, oh, this is so good.
I love Superman Smashes the Ku Klux Klan. That's a great comic.
Yeah. Batman, what were we talking? Venom.
White Knight. White Knight's good. Read White Knight if you have it.
Yeah,
it's genuinely really she's good. Pretty good in that, and she's too. Good in it.
The animated, the 90s animated series Venom is pretty good. Some of the stuff with where they started doing the attitude is a bit over the top.
Like, I think it was the 90s.
They're one of my favorite bits in the show, and it's gone around as a clip on the internet heaps, is him going after the Shocker, and he's like, Shocker! But I'll chase you to the ends of the earth! And Shocker's shitting bricks. He's running. I think that's where like the bell tower scene came from, too. Yeah. He's like running up to the bell tower, and then like Spider-Man gets up to it and basically twists him like a basketball on his finger, and Shocker's like, holy fuck, I'm gonna die. He's gonna kill me.
Yeah, Venom rules.
I love Venom. I love the symbiote. There's a lot of good. So we talked about that bell tower scene. I think that's where it came from. It happens in Raimi.
Yeah.
And it happens a couple of times. Probably the best version of that, of Spider-Man gets rid of the symbiote, is in Spectacular Spider-Man. I mean, a lot of that show is the
best. But
what I'm saying is, in that show, that particular scene is a standout.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of the Venom like dream sequences where you get a lot of like, you see the red suit and the black suit like kind of like animated, and like they'll like grab him and wrestle over him and stuff, but that one's got a lot of good Uncle Ben moments. Yeah,
when
coming
you get
back.
Uncle Ben like pulling him out of it, basically, it's so good,
fucking good. We got watch that show.
I love that show so much. There's it's by Greg Wiseman. He's one of the big guys. He's the guy who does Young Justice nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
He also did Gargoyles, which is an amazing show too.
Three fucking bangers of a show.
He was also like, I don't remember if he was an executive producer, but he worked on like all the animated DC shows for the like longest time. He's an absolute titan.
Yeah.
He's great, and he loves Shakespeare. That's why most of Gargoyles has Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think about it sometimes. I think it's in season two,
of Spectacular Spider-Man?
Oh, the one with the
where,
play?
Yeah, where it's A Midsummer Night's Dream, and the Green Goblin just uses the lines of Puck from that play in his regular. It's so good. It's genuinely amazing.
Yeah, that's the one you're talking about where they're watching the play, and then there's the
putting on feeding. The play.
Yeah, they're putting on. Oh, maybe that's
the high school episode. One. Where the high school class is putting on the play.
There's one, is that the same episode or is it different? Where they're watching an orchestra like that and him and Tombstone are having a fight to the music of it.
Oh, that's a different one, but that's
a different episode. Too. Yeah, that fucking rule. One thing about that show, and I fucking love it so much, is Spider-Man needs to do something about his ankles being unprotected.
He just because grabbed the villain all the will time.
Grab him by the ankles and whip him around so much. He needs to wear like spiked fucking anklets or something.
Get real hot topic in 90s or early 2000s. Because
it fucks him. Because that scene in particular, I think you see they're like fighting in a sewer and there's their orchestral music playing and it's dead silent other than the music. And like you just see Tombstone grab him by the ankle and whip him against the wall. It's
a common thing where Spider-Man goes to like do a flip over somebody and they just grab a leg as he's above their head and slam down.
That dude needs to do something about people grabbing his fucking leg.
Let's see, he's good in the 90s, he's good in Spectacular. Was he in Ultimate?
But he was kind of dog shit in that, I'll be honest. In Ultimate, he gets the symbiote. Actually, I don't know. No, he doesn't even get the symbiote. Harry gets the symbiote and becomes like a better Spider-Man. And then I think Harry becomes Venom. And then Spider-Man becomes Carnage, because they used a bit of Venom to and Spider-Man's blood to make Carnage.
Okay, and we should probably talk about Carnage, the co-star.
Yeah, I fucking know. Yeah, okay. We haven't talked about much about Carnage. I love Venom. I fucking love Carnage.
Carnage. He's okay.
So there's a lot. Carnage is done well, and Venom is done well. Venom is done well when he's intimidating. Carnage is done well when he's scary. Like Carnage is so, like, I've listened to a couple of Spider-Man books and read a couple of things, and whenever Spider-Man's like, holy fuck, Carnage is here, because like he's not even worried for himself. He's worried that he's not going to be able to keep up with Carnage just killing the people around him. He's like, Spider-Man's like shitting bricks when Carnage comes around. And I love that.
Yeah,
shit.
No, it does rule. Yeah. Carnage is often considered sort of the Joker of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, and I could see that. And both when they're done shitty, and it's pretty good in here, is when they're trying to be edgy and like fucking play up the whole edgelord aspect. There's a difference between scary and even edgy. There's a difference between edgy and edgelord.
I think it's not even edgy. It's because they're trying to make him cool, and they keep thinking that edgy and edgelord is cool when it's not.
Well, edgy could be is okay. That edgy could be like when you're bringing it up to the edge and you cross that line or whatever.
Yeah.
But when a character, you can tell they and the people writing it and everything, when they think it's cool only because it's edgy, that's dog shit. But when a character's like violent and dark and everything, when it's done well and it's quote unquote edgy, that doesn't exactly mean that's true. Bad.
I like Bernthal's Punisher, and he I could describe
him. You could describe him as edgy. Yeah, exactly. That's when it's done well. But it's been one of those words that's been overused and satirized and used to describe such dog shit that, like,
that's fair.
It will use edgy as people use it now. Don't make things edgy like that. It's fucking goofy, and it's not
so fucking goofy.
It's not intimidating, and it's not cool.
It's silly. It's so silly. It's
fucking silly as shit. But yeah, I like Carnage. because there's a lot of aspects I don't like Carnage about Carnage, where like they're like, oh, he's too strong. Like, yeah, the fact that he's supposed to be stronger than Spider-Man and Venom combined is goofy. Like, Venom is strong enough, he could be a threat. And if it's Venom without like any of the, what's the word I'm wearing?
Even less restraint. Yeah.
Yeah, restraint that Venom has, where he causes carnage and loves chaos or whatever.
I do think he is, besides Venom, like, because there's Venom and then there's a bunch of other symbiotes that I don't even know if we have the time to really get into. They all have dog shit names except for Carnage. His is the only one that even kind of sounds okay.
Yeah, Riot's not bad.
Riot's fine. I guess. Yeah.
But then you got like Shriek, who was in this movie, but not she was a mutant, I guess.
She was a mutant. That was so fucking weird.
That's what I'm guessing. They said she has a mutation and she just had a random power. So I guess it has to be mutant, but yeah, it's so fucking weird. It was
very weird.
But there's Shriek, there's
Did she have like a mutant power, it's kind of like nobody gave it, like she was in a regular orphanage, it was fine, regular kids.
I guess they don't talk about it too much, but I guess like super people and whatnot exist, because like even like Venom going around, it's not as big as it, like people are worried about Venom like he's a monster and everything. But it's not as world-breaking as it should be.
Snapping, like, yeah. Oh my God, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
And people kind of mention it. I think someone describes him as a superhero.
Yeah, but he also calls himself, like, will be a superhero with a cape and everything.
Yeah.
So there must be some cultural concept of it.
I feel like nowadays, superheroes and superpowers are so like
ubiquitous in
pop culture that if they did show up it would be a big deal, but like it wouldn't break the world like it would have like 30 years ago.
But it's still like still be really weird.
Yeah, no, it'd be insane. But yeah, I'm saying I guess I could give it a bit more leeway. But yeah, I can't think of the other ones' names. They're all dog shit. One character who I don't like his name, but I do like as a character, is Toxin.
Yeah, he's got a. I mean, it's not like the worst name I've ever heard.
But yeah, it's trying to stick within what, I don't even know what the naming convention is. But you got Venom, and then you're like, oh, what else is
what's a synonym of Venom?
I think poison is one of them. One.
Yeah, poison fucking sucks.
Poison is dog shit, but yeah. And then, so what's the naming thing? You're either some sort of you're either some sort of poison, or you're some sort of
exclamation, like,
act of violence?
Shriek, no, riot. Shriek.
Yeah,
Carnage.
What's the there's like five, there's like the symbiote five, I think they're called.
Yeah, for some reason I only ever see them in connection to fucking Deadpool.
Yeah, they had a big thing where they showed up with Deadpool and they like became his limbs or whatever. I think one of them starts with like a P.
Scream?
Like
I know there's Scream.
It's Shriek and Scream different?
Yeah, they're two different ones.
Oh, fuck off. Is there something with like a PSH or P?
There's Phage.
Phage, yeah, okay.
Then there's, yeah, they got dog shit names. Yeah, they're Lasher.
Yeah, they're dog shit.
Mania.
Other than, there's like four symbiotes I like. There's Venom, Carnage, Toxin, and I like Anti-Venom. I know that
too, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, his name is built around the concept and the twist on Venom and everything. But
that he can like cure cancer.
Yeah, no, I kind of like it when he just fucks up symbiotes at a touch.
Yeah.
Cool that he could cure cancer, I guess. What's the limits on his healing with that sort of thing? Could he like cure, like, I don't know, say Professor X, like, so he can walk again?
I don't know. Well, I know the Venom symbiote just like it didn't regrow Eddie Brock's what's his name? Flash Thompson. It didn't regrow Flash Thompson's
It does improve your healing, Like in Spider-Man's already got like a
healing factor. Yeah.
Healing factor. It's not like crazy, but like,
it's not Wolverine.
He can heal a broken bone in a matter of days instead of weeks.
Yeah.
But
bruises and stuff go away in a matter of hours, really.
And then I know the symbiote upset, but the symbiote in Venom, for one, it seems to work way differently. Like, I'm so confused on, you were telling me, but I'm still not sure if that's the case, that they're not wearing the symbiote, they become the symbiote body.
That's Venom. Well, Venom wears the symbiote, but Carnage, at least how he's usually described and how he works in this movie, is that the Carnage symbiote is his blood, and his body becomes the Carnage body. He's not like wearing Carnage. You can't really peel Carnage off of him.
Okay. I think I've seen
that's not always before. The case.
Yeah, okay.
But it is sometimes the case.
Yeah, all right then. I could see that. Even in these movies, it's pretty confusing to what it is. Like, there's a bit where Carnage is stabbing through Venom heaps, and it doesn't seem like it's fucking that up.
It hurts him, but I guess he's fine.
And Venom can heal people like that. Like, he'll break his fucking legs or whatever, and like instantly they're done. Or like
Venom heals his nose in like memory.
Venom's got like, I know it's mostly from the 90s, but Venom's got a massive list of just side bullshit powers
where a writer was like, I need this for my story.
Like, there's like, he turns invisible, he breathes underwater, he goes into the internet.
You're the one who told me about that.
There's a story of Venom and Carnage, or I don't think it's called this, but I call it Venom Breaks the Internet, where they use the symbiote and suck themselves into the internet and have a dataverse fight.
That's so
and it's
stupid.
So goofy and it's 90s ass and I fucking love it.
Oh my god,
I love, okay, let me get this straight, everybody. I don't like Goofy, but I love the extreme goofiness of the 90s when it's segmented off as part of the 90s. I don't need Clone Saga being a fucking thing that Spider-Man has to deal with nowadays, but I love that it exists somewhere. I love Noseless Wolverine.
God.
I love Pouches galore.
Why is No Way Home a strange renew your vows one more day thing? And why is it not just the Clone Saga?
Oh, please be the Clone Saga! I would love that so much.
Why did you go so Al Pacino?
You don't know about Al Pacino's classic love of the Clone Saga?
I don't,
saga?
And I know you're joking, but I hope you're not. I hope Al Pacino loves the Clone Saga.
But yeah, Venom's very 90s. I love shit from the 90s. I love heaps of the Venoms from the 90s, but Venom is much better off when you segment off the 90s.
The goofy bit, yeah.
Take away the cheese from Venom. And
have
pretty good.
Spider-Man. Just
have
a throwaway reference.
I do. I'm so conflicted on Venom being a lethal protector type deal because I love him as a Spider-Man villain. I think he works best, but there's a lot of good bits of him being a lethal protector, like him just helping out and like protecting the homeless like population.
Yeah,
of
I think
San
that
Francisco
would be okay. He could still
really
be
cool.
A villain, but care about homeless people.
Yeah. One thing I'm glad that's carried through, no matter how heroic they make Venom, is he's still got a hatred for Spider-Man.
Yeah. Well, I guess even in this one, he crosses dimensions and immediately is like, this guy sucks.
I'm
and
so
licks him.
Pissed! But
I'm I was already gentle viewer. You already know. We've said so many times how I don't like No Way Home in concept. And it just to shoot me in the leg even further, as I was shambling to go watch this movie, even though I know I'm not going to like it.
We're going to watch this movie.
Venom is going to be in it too. Movie. And I'm so upset. I'm so genuinely upset.
Okay. Don't take this as a challenge, MCU. But you're going to have to do a lot more than this to get me not excited about seeing William Dafoe coming back as Green Goblin.
Watch it not even be Dafoe. Watch it be Dane DeHaan.
That I might actually be excited for, though.
I love Dane DeHaan. I love Chronicles.
Look, I want it to be William Dafoe because that would be good, but it would be so fucking funny if it's Dane DeHaan's Goblin.
Or James Franco.
Oh, please have new Goblin show. Have a moment where I know it's kind of sticking to the Sinister Six, and I guess Venom's number six, that fucking dog shit.
Or he's one of the four good guys.
But I would enjoy a scene where one Spider-Man has to fight three goblins, and it's James Franco, William Dafoe, and Dane DeHaan.
They might have to do that anyway if Doc Ock switches sides halfway through.
Yeah, fill in the bits with the... I don't think it has to be six. I don't think they're pitching it as Sinister Six. No, but
it's basically the Sinister
Six. But it should be.
And if there's only five, what's even the point? It's not the Fearsome Five.
Fearsome Five. But
I think that'll do. Look,
Venom can be cool. Carnage can be cool.
They're not in this.
Don't make them dog shit, please. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Spider-Man PS4 2. If you're Spider-Man PS5. Spider-Man 2 PS5. If you're listening, please make Venom cool. I don't need the movies to be all I get my content from. I'm happy to get my content from video games or cartoons or TV shows or even the comics if they're not dog shit.
They are right now.
The comics are so hard to find comics that aren't dog shit, but they're out there and they're also few.
Radiant Black is good. It's independent. It's with Image. And it's got a really cool thing going on with Kyle Higgins, the guy who did the Power Ranger comics.
But please, 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 Spider-Man. Even if you don't make Venom cool as a villain,
at least make or as an antagonist, cool.
Make the black suit cool and make it fun to play. Please. And also, I know you already said it's not, but you don't need to make a multiplayer mode or version. Just let me swing around the city with my good friend Adam in a multiplayer. That would be nice. So fun. But anyways, if you have any thoughts on Venom,
and you want to get in contact with us.
Hey, Insomniac, if you want to get in contact with us, Atomic Android, please do. And you could do that at our email at theatomicemail@gmail.com.
Or our
maybe
Twitter.
One of our social medias, like our Twitter
at Atomic Androids.
Or Instagram at Atomic Android 2020. Please, Insomniac, get out of this. And you too, other random listener. We appreciate you.
Yeah. If you want to say hi, you can say hi at any of the places we said.
Yeah, do that. And hey, look, if you enjoy listening to our show and you got a friend who might like the show, ask them, check us out.
Tell them, hey, you might like these two idiots.
Hey, these guys are dog shit. But sometimes they talk about stuff that's not.
that should be our new tagline. I mean, look, hey, if you don't got a friend, that's fine. No shame. But leave us a review on whatever you're listening to this humble podcast.
Oh,
on.
Yeah. I think iTunes is the... Why did I say that?
You said iTunes. So iTunes.
I think iTunes. I think iTunes is the important one.
That's
for
like
that
the
kind
main one.
Thing.
If you're listening to this on iTunes, consider leaving us a review. It would genuinely do like crazy.
We'd love a review anywhere. We'd enjoy seeing how much people think we suck.
I think it's funny. Anyway,
it
thanks
is
for
pretty
listening.
Funny.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Venom,
I got that adrenaline momentum, and I'm not knowing when I'm ever going to slow up, and I'm ready to snap at any moment.
No, this was a bad idea. Stop, this was a bad idea.
You're
going to
know what hit him.
Stop recording. The pause button.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.